Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who, by the very nature of what they do, are awfully good at going with the flow. That would be, of course, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. As slow as it seems, time has gone during the COVID assault, at least for us city kids. We're in the last week of April, and I think I can safely comment, at least regarding the weather, it's just a tad better shape for our farm families when compared to the past couple of years. I know a person has to be very cautious to even comment on weather, because we all know that it can change overnight. The last thing I want to do is to jinx this improvement with some mundane commentary about Mother Nature. Statistics tell us that over the first 22 days of April, many areas had received no more than an inch of rain with some pretty decent drying conditions. Corn planting got started in some parts of the state last week, compared to a year ago when it was May 12th before even 4% was in the ground. Those same stats show us that the middle of last week, 9% of spring wheat was in the ground in our state, compared to just 1% at the same time last year. The crew at South Dakota Corn spent some time on the phone with a few board members to check on their progress. I would like to give you a little update, beginning with Mike Cronin, who farms in the Gettysburg area, as a member of the South Dakota Corn Growers Board. Last year, Mike couldn't start planting spring wheat till about April 22nd. This year, he got going April 10th, and by the 22nd, had about 1,500 acres in the ground. Mike hopes to get going on corn May 1st, assuming the weather cooperates, including a needed dry in the soil temperature. Robert Walsh of Elk Point, president of the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, he started planting corn April 20th, compared to last year when he couldn't get going until May 5th. Then he was forced to shut down May 9th due to excessive rains. In fact, Robert had to replant half of his corn June 6th and 7th. We pray that Mike, Bob, and all of you who keep us fed can have a decent spring for a change. Lord knows you deserve it. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe in your daily labors and a thanks for what you do.